My view is very clear on this so-called Vince Henderson matter. It's another scam created within the mindset of Lennox Linton and put out like a buffet to the people of this country, especially his supporters. And rest assured, my dear friend, they're going to try to rely on this to raise funds as well. It's another nonsense. It's another fruitless but dangerous lie that has been put forward in the public domain. Why? The Court of Appeal in the Charles Chavarette John Williams case has made it absolutely clear not anybody who is employed by or an agent of the government is disqualified. The disqualification only applies to persons who are appointed in the public service and appointed by one of the commissions, whether it's the Public Service Commission, perhaps the Police Service Commission, and or the Judicial and Legal Services Commission. It does not apply to the ambassador. So even if Vince Henderson was a 100% still active ambassador on behalf of the government by contract and being paid, that is not a disqualifying factor. The same way, the Court of Appeal said that the general manager of NDC is not in the public service because although he's working within the framework of the government, he's not appointed by any of the commissions under the Constitution. You would have thought that they would have learned, having caused the case to be brought against Charles Chavarette and losing it in the Court of Appeal. You would have thought they would have learned. But in any event, there is nothing to suggest that Vince Henderson is in fact being paid or under contract by the government at all. In fact, the documentation that I have seen suggests the contrary. But even if he was, our Court of Appeal said that's not the basis for disqualification. Not under the Constitution, not under the House of Assembly Disqualification Act. It's just not there. Absolutely not there. But, you see, they're probably looking to raise money, so they throw out another life.